Yeah, unfortunately, we've been working through this year with a company, a local company that were hoping to sponsor us, and a little bit of bad fortune their end has meant they've been unable to fulfill that. Which, that's what happens sometimes in life, and we understand that. It's just a little bit late for us to go out and reach a main sponsor that could sponsor a huge amount of money. What we've sort of put into text in our appeal was to try and find 20 people that could donate £500 rather than one person that could donate £10,000.
And obviously that money is vital, for the event to run in effect.
Yeah, I mean, without getting too much into figures, it cost us around about £4,500 to close the roads. We've then got, things like toilets, stages, insurance, that all add up. And whilst we have a little bit of funding in place already, it's, it's those bits that we need to add to make sure that we can put on a safe carnival for people.
Sure, no, I appreciate that. And obviously it's a really important year because it's the first time the carnival in effect has taken place for, a couple of years.
Yeah, so we had a virtual carnival previously, and the carnival before that, we had to postpone it from the dreadfully wet Saturday and put it on a Sunday. So we're hoping for just a normal year this year if we can.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah, that's right. So it was it 2019 that the rain scuppered things, and then obviously there was the 2 years of the COVID, and yeah.
So 2019, 2 years of the COVID, and the carnival's been going for well over 100 years. It's something that myself and the rest of the committee feel is an important date for the town, and it's something that we don't want to see die away. We've had really a really good amount of success from people coming forward over the weekend to help us raise the money. And that is local businesses that have came to us, but we still just need to push it just a little bit more so that we can get over to our £10,000 to cover our costs then.
I presume without this money, for what it has to pay for, that there'd be no carnival, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nick, this is well. There's two things that really could happen. So if we get quite close to the £10,000 needed, we can put on a carnival, but to a lesser spectacle. So we've already looked at could we reduce the stage? Could we reduce a few things that we could make do with? And that is certainly an option. But if we struggle, unfortunately, it would be a year without a carnival, and then we'd have to look at seeing what we could do for 2023. So I'd like to think we don't have to go down that route and that we can get there. And the signs so far are showing that we're on target to get there. It's just something that it's a massive community day, and we can really feel the warmth through the response just from social media. And like I say, people calling up my mobile and emailing us all before 7:30 on a Saturday morning. It's really nice that people care about it. We've just got to all come together and make sure we can put on a great event for everybody.